that was cool. An 8 DMH.
KI7 QMD mobile monitoring 19.
An 8 DMH mobile. An 8 DMH mobile.
WADPC.
Hello, WARPM.
At 9KOP mobile. AB9NN mobile monitor.
AB9NN, W8REJ.
Hey Rob, how you doing?
Well, I've been better. Would you be able to do the net tonight?
Yeah, if I remember, I'll definitely do that for you. What's up?
I just got a raspy voice and a cough, so not in the best shape right now, so must be a cold or something.
Oh, okay, yeah, colds are going around. I know some people were coughing at Jane's workout when she went for physical therapy today. So, okay. Hope you feel better.
Okay, very good, John. Where are you headed?
Oh, we just headed to the post office and then to get some gas. Gotta mail some Christmas cards.
Okay, well, be safe out there. Dale went to the grocery store earlier, so she says it's crappy, so be careful. W8REJ, I'm clear.
Okay, very good. Hope you feel better. 89, and then multiple will be monitoring for a bit.
It's been a while, but I heard a station in there a little bit ago. W8RPM mobile.
WATAQ mobile. WATAQ mobile clear. KF8DNS mobile.
ATMH mobile.
KF8DNS mobile. Good evening, Drake.
Hey, Bentley. It is absolute chaos down here, I'll tell you.
What's that? What's going on?
The scanner has not stopped. It's been medical call after medical call, and then he had two fires going at once. So it was, well, one was just a chimney fire, but the other one's a hay fire. Originally was toned out as a wildfire, and then it started catching a barn on fire. So it's been fun listening to that.
Never a dull moment in a small northern Michigan town.
I don't know if we can clarify or classify Traverse City as a small town anymore.
Yeah, 100%. It's a full-on city and all the trappings that go with it.
And the best part is I'm going to be rolling up to my place with an ambulance nearby. Because somebody got electrocuted across the street from my apartment. So that'll be interesting.
Ooh, that's not a pretty way to go. Pray for them. Holy cow.
Well, he was conscious and breathing, so that's a good thing. Probably just going to have him checked out.
All right, man. Well, I'm shortly arriving at my destination here to have a burger and a beer with a couple of buddies. So I'll sign off and let you go. Have a great evening, and good luck managing around the chaos down there. KF8, ENF.
Save me some, a few, or more. 7-3, eh?
KI-7, QMD Mobile, monitoring 1-9. Kilo India 7, Quebec Mike Delta, monitoring 190.
Sitting at the desk when they toned it out, actually. and it just got progressively worse. Which is really sad. Like, I guess they all three of them fell through. The one kid got out, and the other two did not. So, yeah. I don't know. If it was me, I wouldn't do it. I'd never stand on the ice in December. I don't care how cold it is. That's too early, man. Maybe late January, early February, like after it's been pretty darn cold for a while, I think about it, but now,
Yeah, that's for sure, so, yeah, definitely have to wait. especially around here, you gotta wait for a while. The shipping channels still open, and they don't close until, I think, end of January, somewhere in there, I don't know. There's a guy always on the link here asking me when the shipping channel closes and opens. And I think it's this one. I don't know. But yeah, maybe it was the DMR one. Yeah, maybe. Always asking when it closes, and I have to look it up every year. I don't really pay attention. So. But yeah, the ferries go all year round, so there's always that. But it's too, I don't know, water's moving too fast in the channel to even think about going out there. Most of the guys around here, they go to the bay and fish on the ice, so. Other than that, not a heck of a whole lot going on here. At the club meeting yesterday, they did a DMR presentation, so. I was at work, of course, so I couldn't see any of it. I was going to try to get in there, but nope, got too busy. So it goes. One of these days I gotta, I don't know, either meet you halfway or somewhere to get those two repeaters. So, yeah, that's still on my back of my mind there. In the middle of the mind anyway. I gotta pick up those sometime. Yeah. Hey, Luke, how you been down there?
Oh, we're surviving here. Gotta move away from the other radio. Surviving. And, that's about it, really. I'm gonna bring a cat home this weekend, so that'll be fun. It doesn't like when I move there, I guess. So we got that to look forward to for the weekend. And, whatnot. I've just been running all over the place, doing so much. Doing a lot of console updates and stuff like that. So it's been a time. Jeff and I have been road warriors, especially over in. He's over in Engadine right now, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if you're done now. You kind of washed out of there. But yeah, he definitely moved and he's got a lot of background noise now. But over Engadine, yeah, I definitely know where that's at. Little town of Engadine. So yeah, all the console updates, security updates, probably against all the cyber attacks that we're having lately. So yeah, I just think that's just a thing of the future now. Lightspeed got their first cyber attack here a few weeks ago, and they're still trying to clean things up. Yeah, so. AI attacking AI stuff, so there you go. Oh, it's just becoming interesting. Like looking forward to all this new AI stuff.
Right on. You had a lot of 60 hertz hum going on there. Like, almost was taking you right out. I don't know what that's about.
Well, yeah, it's different, so I don't know. Yeah, we'll have to look into that one. I'm not sure, it's probably still there. have to open up the can to see what's going on. Maybe I gotta move some cables around or something. Right on.
All right, Brad. I'm gonna get going on dinner here. We'll catch you later. All right, you know,
all right, sounds good, Greg. Yeah, good talking to you. Catch you later. And ADMH, KE8FJW. Well, portable.
Hey, Greg, before you leave, Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. You got a couple seconds for BPQ?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I was just going to caution you. I just found out that the app that runs under Windows on BPQ corrupts the Windows Explorer services file for Windows 11, so just be cautious of that.
Yeah, I haven't really messed with that yet. I'll keep that in mind. Maybe I'll just run it on a Windows 10 VM or something. Thanks, Mr. Jim. Anyway, the image.
Okay, just wanted to caution you on that. I don't actually run it on Windows. I uninstalled it. It's the APG73.
KFA-DNF Mobile, Petoskey.
This is KE8FJW.
Hey, good evening, Brad.
Hey, good evening. Well, good morning for me. Still morning. But anyways, yeah, night shift, boys. There you go. But anyway, yeah, I just moved some things around the cabinet, and I was wondering if that hum's still in my background there.
Well, it's a little hard to hear in the car with the heavy metal in the background, but I don't hear much interference there on my end.
All right, fair enough. So, good enough. Heavy metal? Oh, my goodness. Well, hopefully it's a good heavy metal. Not the bad metal, like mechanical issues. There you go. But anywho, yeah, we're just out in the shop hanging out, cleaning up an area. So trying to make more room here. It's kind of a small shop, so I got to make some more room here. It would be a little better shape if I didn't have all these repeater cabinets in here. But it is what it is. So, maybe next summer. They all have homes. They just didn't make it in their, to their home yet. But anyways, so how was everything in Petoskey?
Cold and windy at the moment, and I'm just trying to get my car warmed up after leaving the last place I was at, and a little bit colder temperatures coming in this weekend, too, so it's winter, it's here.
Okay, yeah, it's definitely cold here, too. I'll have to look at the temperature, but yeah. I don't hear any wind out there yet, so don't hear the tower moving around, so that's good. But yeah, it's definitely supposed to cool off this week, man. The weatherman said. I don't know. I usually watch Ryan Yalhall, that fellow there on the YouTube. He always get kicked out of watching him.
All right. Well, I'm almost to my destination, so I'll sign off now. But good luck with all the tinkering in your shop there and getting everything reorganized. And catch you down the wire another day. KFA, BNF.
All right, yeah, sounds good. So, yeah, I got 14 and a half degrees here, so it is cold and the pressure's rising and temperatures are the west and it's pretty much a calm. So yeah, it's going to be a cold night. So, anyway, yeah. Hey, 73, good talk to you again. KEAFTW. Horrible.
This is AB9NN, and my name is John. I'm located in Beulah in Benzie County, and I'm the net control station for this MARF Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focusing on ham radio interests.
I'll start check-ins with mobile short-timers and Echolink stations. Please call now with your call and name slowly, please. And now for general check-ins, please call AB9NN with your call and name slowly, please.
Alpha, Echo, 5, India, Bravo, Kip.
KB8, SVJ, Bob.
Okay, very good. Looks like a short group this evening. Thanks for everybody checking in tonight. Appreciate that. Rob said he had a hoarse voice and a cough and wanted me to take the net for him tonight, so that's why I'm jumping in here tonight. Not much else going on, and we were just relaxing, watching some TV, and just got done with a Zoom meeting over into the Sturgeon Bay group. They have a social Zoom meeting once a month on a weeknight, and so was participating in that, and just cut that short to come in here. Let's go to KFKE5 IB from AB9NN, John and Bula. How's everything with Kip tonight? And thanks for the fun event at your open house the other evening. It was an enjoyable event, even though I lost a pair of shoes in the event.
Yeah, this is Kip, AE5 ID. Yeah, we had a good time at the party. We had the open house. We had, we didn't keep count, but we're guessing around 50 people or so showed up through the night. It started at 5, and we had people show up about 2 minutes after 5, and it went pretty much until 10 o'clock when last ones left. So it was pretty successful. And thanks for coming, and I'm sure we'll do some more again. The other thing I wanted to let you know about is this weekend is the Kenzie Community Chorus concert. Melinda and I are both in that. Friday at 7 at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church, and then Saturday at 3 and Sunday at 7 at the Frankfurt United Methodist Church. It's free to go. They will pass a hat for a free will offering if you want to pay something, but otherwise it's free. Going on, also the I got a board built in, not sure whether it's China or Taipei, or in Thailand, but it's on its way back. I just paid the tariff a couple days ago, so I'm expecting it to be in my house any day now. That's for an ham set. Let's see. Oh, we got some good news today. Linda got a job offer from Hospice of America, and she's going to start on January 12th. And the other thing is, we're leaving for Texas on Monday, and we'll be back just after Christmas. So that's all I got.
Oh, very good. Congratulations to your wife on her new job. I'm sure she'll excel at that and find that very rewarding. And safe travels. Hopefully the weather will hold out and won't be too bad. I know you've got a pretty good trustworthy truck that you use, so hopefully you'll do well through the weather with that. Let's go to Bob, KB8SVJ from AB9NN, John in the BarfNet.
Yeah, good evening, John, and Ann Kip, and Rob, if you're listening, hope you're feeling better, KB8SVJ. Yeah, Rob, if you're feeling better, hope you're feeling better. Hope you get better, and it's always a bummer to get sick, especially, I hate getting sick in the winter. I get sick in the summer better, handle better than winter sick. Kip, again, I told you last week I was not able to do your open house. I had prior engagement. I was a radio net control operator for the sleigh bell parade. That went very well. It was chilly, but we did okay. I don't know what everybody else got for snow, but I got roughly 14 inches of snow, 14, 15 inches of snow on my patio table on my deck outside my house here, outside my glass door. And it's here to stay, unfortunately. We probably won't see bare ground again until probably April. But I think that's all I got for the first round here, John. I'll turn it back to you. KBA FCJ.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Scott. And let's take a break here, see if we've got anybody else that wants to check into the Benzie Area Radio Friends Net, the MarfNet, this evening. Please call them at control, AB9NN. No.
KD8BXI, Mary.
Drake at 8DLH.
Okay, very good. Got two additional check-ins, so let's break it there and take those as we go forward. Let's go with Mary, KD8BXI from AB9NN. John and Kula, how's everything with Mary this evening?
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Mary, KD8BXI. Yeah, I'm getting to the radio late. I was working with my phone, and I think we must have a whole bunch of solar flares going on because I can't get a hold of my brother down by Kalamazoo, and I can't even call Traverse City, so I'm thinking maybe it's solar flares. Anyway, I'm sorry I missed the first part of all the conversations, except I heard a tail end of Chip, and I wasn't on last week because I was practicing a lot for the Messiah thing in TC there. So, wow, it sounds like you have a bunch of music things happening too, Chip. So, I've been doing a lot of shoveling. I also have over a foot. I think I got another 4 inches today, and the last two or three days I've been 2 to 3.5 hours out blowing snow and shoveling snow. And now I've got music to practice for the Traverse Symphony concerts on 2021. So I'll hand it back to you, John. This is Mary, KD8BXI.
Okay, very good, Mary. Thanks for checking in. Good signal tonight, by the way. Thanks. Nice, strong signal. And getting into the repeater quite well. Let's go to KDH, DMH from AB9NN, John and Beulah.
Hey, good evening, everybody. I'm DMH. Not a whole lot to report here. I'll just be at one and done. But, good to hear everybody on the net. John, you're doing a good job. The only thing I'm really looking forward to is bringing a new cat home this weekend. So, other than that, all over the place for work and surviving. Back to you, John. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, very good. Thanks for checking in tonight, by the way, and sorry to slander the call sign. N8DMH, got to remember it's a short, quick one. Lock that into memory. Let's go back to Kip, 85IB from AB9NN, John in the MarfNet. Anything for a second go, Kip?
No, I think I said everything I could the first time, so I'll just say Merry Christmas to all, because I will be on my way to Michigan, or I will be in Texas next Wednesday, so you guys have a Merry Christmas, and I'll see you after the first of the year.
Okay, very good. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you also, and a Happy New Year. And wondering if you have a mobile in your truck, plus or minus APRS.
No, I don't. And we're taking my wife's car. Oh, I didn't forget to mention last week that I got my AE5IB license plates on my truck. So that's something new I didn't tell you guys about.
Hi, very good. Congratulations. Yeah, every once in a while somebody will notice my license plates on the back of the car and start talking to me in a parking lot, and a stranger will just walk up and start talking and say, oh, you're a ham radio operator. And kind of takes me by surprise a little bit sometimes and have to think, oh, yeah, that's right. I've got goofy antennas and I've got a license plate and that type of stuff. So anyway, by the end of the conversation, it's always glad that I had the conversation with them. Okay, safe travels, Kip. Let's go back to Bob, KB8SVJ from AB9, and then John in the BarfNet.
Yeah, Kip, I hope you have safe travels. Just be careful, take your time, and you can still check in on the net by Echolink. We're on the linked repeater system now, so you should be able to get on this repeater via Echolink. So if you don't know the information, I can send that to you. Tomorrow I gotta go into Traverse City to get an appointment with a podiatrist. I got these, they're called IPKs, up above my feet. Very hard calluses, and I gotta get them taken care of. I can't be on my feet very long. It just absolutely kills me to walk, stand. So hopefully I can get that taken care of. It's miserable. So, again, you gotta know, let me know, Kip, if you need the information for the Echolink. I can send it to you. With that, I wish you a Merry Christmas, you and your family a Merry Christmas, and I'll turn it back to you, John, KB8SVJ.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Bob. Yeah, let's go back to Mary for a second. Go KD8BXI from AB9, and then John in the BarfNet.
AB9NN on the net. Yeah, Chip, safe travels, Merry Christmas, and yeah, take a nice safe trip. Bob, good luck with the doctor's appointment tomorrow. I hope they can help you with your problem. Sure would be nice to get some relief going your direction there. Yeah, it sounds like we're going to get more snow, so probably another couple hours outside tomorrow. Cleaning off snow. Of course, my animal is loving it no end, but I just was going to get a little break in here. with that, yeah, I guess I've said it all the first time, too, so I'll say $73 and hopefully be able to talk to everybody next week. I'll pass it back to you, John. This is Mary, 88BXI. Back to John, net control.
Okay, very good. Let's take one last check for any late check-ins. Anybody want to check into the Benzie area radio friends and at the BarfNet this evening? Please call Net Control, AB9, and then now.
KE8FGW. Brad.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Victor India November. Jamie, over.
Ah, very good. Let's go with Brad first. How's everything with Brad this evening? Thank you for checking in.
Yeah, good evening, KE8FGW. Brad, way up here in the Sault Ste. Marie, at the edge of the world, if you're not going to Canada. But anywho, hey, it's cold outside, that's for sure. We got like 14.5 degrees, and it's cold, you know. And, looking at the cameras, there's a little bit of clouds out there, so we might stay, probably get colder, but, yeah, it was just snowing just a bit ago, but then it stopped, so, yeah, just out in the shop enjoying the fire, getting some, still work my gimmick cleaned up today, so, I work night shift, so I just got up here not too long ago, but, other than that, good to hear everybody else on there, and, I might as well say Merry Christmas to everybody, and and catch y'all a couple weeks from now. So, with that, we'll say 73. Good night. KE8FGW.
Okay,
Okay, very good. Thanks for checking in, especially from that distance. It's good to hear you must be through the linked repeater system, so I'm glad that's functional. Let's go to Jamie. How's everything with you, and where are you located, sir?
This is KD8VIN. Jamie, I'm located in Montmorency County, just outside of Lewiston. Yeah, I live on a logging trail, and I'm doing that kind of things like logging and whatnot. And also, I just installed some Christmas lights on the front deck for my Guardian, and I've been shoveling the deck, and I'm waiting for I haven't been on here in a long time. It's been like a year or something. And I don't have much to say, so I don't have any traffic. I guess that's it. Over.
Oh, okay, very good. Well, thank you for checking in. I appreciate all the traffic we can get, and especially during the holidays, it's nice to have more fellowship than fewer fellowships. Let's take one last check-in for any additional check-ins for the Benzie Area Radio Friends Net, the BarfNet. Please call AB9NN Net Control now. Okay, I guess that's the bottom of the list, and so I'll cut it off at that point and close down the net. I'd like to thank everyone for checking in this evening. Our BarfNet meets every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. In addition to this net, many of the participants meet for breakfast at the Platte River Inn Restaurant in downtown Honor on the last Saturday of each month at 9 a.m., except for the month of December, so there will be no meeting this month. And like this net, everyone is always welcome. I will now return the repeater to normal operation. The net is clear. This is AB9NN, John and Beulah, 73s. Everybody stay safe in the cold and the snow, and happy holidays.